Welcome everyone, Mez Hashem. Continue with Shmir Saloshim from the Chavetz Chaim, Shir number 6. The Chavetz Chaim now goes back to the beginning of the introduction of the Sefer, where he began by saying that a person should be careful to guard his mouth and his tongue, and if he does that, he will protect himself from pains of the soul. Shemir Pivil Shoinai, says Shlomi HaMelech, Shemir Mitzaris Navshoi. That if a person guards his mouth and his tongue, he'll protect himself from tzaras nafsha. What is the tzaras nafsha he is referring to? What is the pain of the soul? The pain of the soul is a person who would be in the olam haba, who would be in the world to come with the inability to speak. And everyone knows the reason why he can't speak is because this person used his mouth to speak lashon hara here in this world. This person used his mouth to speak rechilus, so he knows devarim, to harm people with words. That's the tzaras nefesh, the pain of the soul that the Shlomo HaMelech is referring to, that the Chavetz Chaim just finished explaining. And that's what it means in the Pasuk, Shemir Pivul Shoinai, Peirush Ba'ilam Hazeh. He'll protect himself here in this world, Shemir Mitzoras Navshoi, then he'll guard himself from Tzoras Nefesh, from the pain of the soul, in Olam Haba. Furthermore, we have to ask ourselves, what is it that man has over animals? The Pasuk says in Bereishis, and the Targum explains in Perek Beis, Pasuk Zayin, he's Ruach Memalala. What does it mean, Ruach Memalala? He's a person who can speak. If a person's speech is taken away from him because he misused this gift and is taking away in Olam Haba, L'netzach Nitzachim, which means it never ends. This is Tzaras Nafshai, this is the tremendous pain that this person will be suffering. And this is now, when he makes it to Olam Haba, he's no greater than an animal because he misused the gift of speech that Hashem gave him.